More now on that controversial interview Melissa mentioned with Newt Gingrich's former wife, Marianne. She has told ABC News that the former speaker wanted an open marriage so he could have both a mistress and a wife. The interview is set to run on ABC's Nightline this evening. Excerpts were released this morning, just 2 days before the South Carolina primary. NPR's Kathy Lohr has that story.
In the interview, Marianne Gingrich says Newt admitted to an affair with a congressional staffer, Calista Bissek, for 6 years. She told ABC's Brian Ross that he wanted to continue this relationship with the woman who became his third wife.
Well, he was asking to have an open marriage, and I refused.
He wanted an open marriage?
Yeah, that I accept the fact that he has somebody else in his life.
And you said?
No. No. That is not a marriage.
The former speaker has long been plagued by questions about his moral character and about the treatment of his former wives. He asked for a divorce from his first wife, Jackie, when she was going through cancer treatment, and he started the relationship with Marianne while he was still married to Jackie. Marianne told The Washington Post while Newt was having an affair with Calista, he was talking to groups across the country about family values and chastising then-President Bill Clinton about his affair with Monica Lewinsky. In South Carolina campaigning today, Gingrich didn't specifically comment on Marianne's interview, but the former speaker acknowledged again that he has made mistakes.
I am 68 years old. I am a grandfather. We entered this race. I mean, we had to think this through for a year because we knew we'd get beaten up. We knew we'd get lied about. We knew we'd get smeared. We knew we'd get nasty attack ads. And we decided the country was worth the pain. Now people got to decide, you know.
It's not clear how this will affect conservative evangelical voters in South Carolina, who account for more than half of the Republican primary vote. And Gingrich got one endorsement today from a former opponent, Texas Governor Rick Perry, who left the race. Polls show the former speaker has been gaining momentum in the state. Some who support him say the interview with his bitter ex-wife was released today to try to stop his surge, but they also say that could backfire. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.